The Vice President for Service Cluster, Hussein Abdulbagi Akol, who addressed reporters on Monday at the Ministry of General Education and Instruction in Juba, says the government will screen teachers across the country to improve the poor quality of education in South Sudan.
There are also ghost teachers in the payroll of the school, restructuring and amalgamation of a scattered school countrywide in accordance with the prevailing government standard. General screening of teachers, both primary and secondary school teachers countrywide, to be recruitment of qualified teachers, both primary and secondary school, all over the country.
Georgie Kenyi is the director of Juba Day Secondary School in Juba. Kenyi says scarcity of qualified teachers has forced his school to depend on volunteers who, he says, are teaching various subjects in his school.
We don't recruit teachers in the school. We are a government school. They get recruited by the Ministry of Public Service through they apply to the Ministry of Education. Then we recruit volunteers who are already practicing teachers. Don't come just from the street. If I have, for example, I don't have a teacher of English in my school, then I will look for a teacher of English who is teaching already in another school and negotiate with him, and that person will come and in my part here, he will be a volunteer, or we call him part-time teacher. Accounting. Accounting is only got in the School of Management or in the Faculty of Accounting. This is the person who is being called unqualified but can be retrained to now deliver subjects effectively.
Peter Nyersuk works as project officer at Windle Trust in South Sudan, a UK-based charity helping community affected by conflict to access good quality education. He says the country has some unqualified teachers working at several schools across the country. Nyersuk says Windle Trust is working to address the problem in South Sudan.
There are several areas. We provide them with the materials. Teacher's kit will help them deliver their lessons. Number two, we train them on the methodology, teaching method, because most of them the teachers who are in the field, they are not trained teachers, like teachers who are not professionally trained, but most of them are volunteers and have not gone through teacher training. So we give them, because they are the ones who are making the school to run, so we try to help them as they are also helping the schools. So we train them how to teach. We give them literacy and numeracy training so that it will help them teach lower classes from P1 to P4, because these are the most important foundation for the learners. We work with the National Minister of Education. Training of teachers is one of it.
Vice President Akol says schools should recruit professional teachers to improve the quality education in South Sudan. He says the government will recruit qualified teachers once the screening of schools is completed this year. According to UNESCO, South Sudan has an adult literacy rate of 34.52%. For VOA News, I am Roskeji Benjamin in Juba.